Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Leaders of the big three automakers were hoping to persuade Congress to promote favorable energy and health care policies and, by the way, counter the competition from foreign cars. The top executives at General Motors, Ford, and Daimler Chrysler arrived in Washington in vehicles decorated with images of corn stalks to underscore their commitment to alternative fuels like ethanol. Auto industry officials say the automakers want ethanol to be more widely available, and they also want help in dealing with the rising employee health care costs, trade challenges, and the demand for more alternative fuel vehicles. George Bush today toured a stretch of the border with Mexico and western Arizona that is said to be the area where the most illegal immigrants are crossing these days. Led by Border Patrol agents, Bush looked at fencing that is supposed to be stopping people. Bush said, "The fencing makes sense in the sector near Yuma, but does not make sense everywhere."
"We saw some new fencing taking place. Makes sense to use fencing in, along the border in key locations in order to do our job."
Aides are saying George Bush accepts yesterday's Senate vote to build another 370 miles of fencing on the Mexican border, but still thinks it's, quote, impractical to wall the whole frontier off. Meantime, Bush has asked Congress today for nearly $2 billion to send the National Guard to the border area, pay for new Border Patrol agents, and new fencing and other barriers along the border. But Bush also says that has to be accompanied by that guest worker plan to ease the number of people who are trying to sneak across the border. The general chosen by George Bush to head the CIA says he would only answer questions about the interrogation of terror suspects behind closed doors. Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein wanted to know whether it's acceptable to strap prisoners to a plank and dunk them in water until they nearly drown. General Michael Hayden would not answer that question in public. Hayden also declined to make a public comment about how long terror suspects should be held without a trial. Earlier, Hayden defended warrantless surveillance by the National Security Agency as legal. He used to head the NSA. He also admitted that officials took for granted the flawed intelligence before the Iraq War. The FBI says it may take a while to find the body of Jimmy Hoffa at a farm in Michigan. Special Agent Daniel Roberts says the search for clues in the 1975 disappearance may take a few weeks. This is Air America Radio News.
Well, good evening, truth seekers. Welcome to the program. Malloy here on Air America Radio. It's crazy stories out there today. I wonder sometimes about a complete cultural breaking apart. Like the crazies are really do seem to be in control, don't they? I mean, crazy people, whether it's Pat Robertson or John, Gibson or Bill O'Reilly or Arlen Specter. It's just insanity. There were some weird comments also at today's Senate confirmation hearing for Herr General Mike Hayden, but due to some unforeseen computer issues at the Malloy compound, we'll have to share that audio with you tomorrow night. But anyways, expected Hayden was very very careful with his language about the illegal data mining that he ordered the big telephone companies to conduct. What a sly bastard. It was a very delicate, careful language dance that you got to see if you watched some of that today. of course, the basic question is, do we want the head of the CIA protecting Americans or protecting the Bush crime family's illegal activities? That's all it boils down to. That's it, you know. We already have an attorney general, Bush's former personal Tejano, who's covering Bush's ass. He's more concerned about doing that than pursuing justice for the good of America. And now the same can be said of the CIA and the Supreme Court. Can you believe this? They're all dedicated to the proposition that George W. Bush's machinations as an illegal president of the United States, those movements by Bush have to be protected by the CIA, the Attorney General, and the Supreme Court. Not because they give a tinker's damn about Bush. They don't. He's a useful idiot to these folks who are really pushing this. And this is, you know, it's not the Masons or the Club of Rome or, you know, the Trilateral Commission. It's the corporate structure that has emerged and pushed the idea of globalization to the point that Bill Clinton and the first Bush and the second Bush just think it is holy writ. And what it is an absolute recipe for destruction of the middle class or the working class in just about every country that it hits. Anyway, so whatever is going on here is not being done by a group of gnomes living under a mountain someplace in Tralfamador. It's being done by the people who run the corporations, the mega corporations. I'm talking about the ones that are linked. Whether it is the big ones, the defense or the murder industry, which is laughingly referred to in this country as the defense industry, it's the murder industry. The oil industry, which is laughingly referred to as the energy industry, no, it's oil. The insurance and pharmaceutical industries. These are kind of the big guns that are pushing this. And then you have the lesser lights, the textile industry, the clothing industry. The junk industry, you know, whatever it is, this is what's pushing this drive to globalization, which simply means as much profit as possible for these filthy corporations and as little piece of the pie as possible for the workers.
You left out the telecommunications industry.
Yeah, them too. It's gagging, isn't it? The Bush crime family has turned executive agencies and a judicial branch into its own private police force and protection agency. They've taken it away from the American people. How long is it going to take to climb out of this fascism, truth seekers? How long? My God, there's a lot of damage to be repaired. The evil Mike says, screw it. Democrats stay home in this November and 08. Let's see how far it'll go before it collapses totally and there's open revolution that completely and totally purges the system. And maybe we can start all over again. Now, we have enemies out there in the world that would probably take advantage of some sort of civil war or second revolution in this country. So I guess that's not a good idea either. But you can see what's going to happen. The Democrats are going to be handed this mess that the Bush crime family and the Republicans have been slowly putting together since 1994, since the despicable, contemptible, anti-American page molester Newt Gingrich brought about his contract on America and his Republican devolution. So it's been going on since 94 and 95 in full flower. And, of course, they had the willing help of Bill Clinton, who pretty much signed what they gave him and worked along with those factions that were backing the Republican Party. Now, at the time, of course, Newt is using religious terms, is a totally filthy sinner. So he had no interest in the religious right. Are you kidding? Newt Gingrich likes his young women and his booze and his sex trips and all the stuff that Newt is into. So the religious right had nothing to do with this in 94. It was not until Bush 2 took over that these crazy Christian freaks, quotes around the word Christian, of course, really started to exert their power. So it's, sometimes it's just astonishing. It's astonishing. And of course, we have the increasingly creepy Pat Robertson, as his influence lessens. He never should have had any influence over anything, except maybe unzipping his fly and zipping back up when he was finished. But that's about all he should have had any power over. This guy is a Christo-fascist. He's the original Christo-fascist in this country in modern times. It's not enough for him to try to assemble a hit squad to kill Hugo Chavez, or to say that the reason Ariel Sharon had a massive stroke is because God got really pissed off about Ariel Sharon pulling out illegal settlers from the occupied territories. So God just decided, okay, here, let me murder Ariel Sharon, but I'm going to murder him real slow. Pat Robertson's God must be just this stinky-breathed, foul, evil, long-fingered, nailed vampire. Oh, my God. So now he's praying for natural disasters or in his prayers. He goes to his personal prayer retreats, and God talks to him. Jesus Christ, why didn't somebody lock this man up? Lock him up, psycho! But then on the other hand, we got to have comic relief. So Pat says natural disasters are going to devastate the country. What's he predicting? Bad storms are going to hit here. Oh, well, let me see. I'm going to make a prediction, too. Within the next 10 days, it's going to rain in Georgia. God told me. We're going to have bad storms in America. And so God took time out from whatever the hell this sick, perverted God of Pat Robertson's does and bent down and said, hey, Pat, we're going to have some storms in America, maybe even a tidal wave. Now, all this is not going to bring in very many donations from the terminally brain-dead faithful from Virginia Beach or Hilton Head, right? I mean, why should they contribute anything? They're going to be wiped out and going to have to rebuild their houses. Yeah, you know, Robertson must be competing with Tom Cruise for the Crazy Person of the Year Award. No, never mind. Sal Miller won that one for life. And finally, the little trick attempted to be played on the American public, and it was very successful. Arlen Specter, Phil Spector's sister, called a little meeting in a hidden room someplace where, along party lines, the Senate Judiciary Committee voted to the full Senate a constitutional amendment that will define marriage in this country as between a donkey and a chicken. And anything else other than, or is it it's a donkey and a chicken. Anything else is just an abomination in the sight of their God or something. I don't know. Oh, and the last thing, they're digging again for Jimmy Hoffa. Jesus Christ, that's so much fun to watch. I wonder how Karl Rove arranged that one. This is Air America.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. I was walking in the park and somebody stopped me and said, I'm tired of taping up the leaks in my old vacuum and then having to buy another one every 2 years. I'm going to buy an Orrick. Friends, why should manufacturers stop making throwaway vacuums when you keep buying them? For a vacuum that lasts and lasts, call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and try an 8-pound Orrick XL risk-free for 30 days.
Your picture-perfect lawn, suddenly destroyed by two types of insects. No matter. Backed by Bayer's 100-plus years of crop science expertise, Bayer Advanced created Complete Insect Killer, the only product that combines two chemistries to eliminate insects above ground, plus below ground for up to 3 months. Guaranteed. Time to kick back and relax? Not if you're a damaging pest. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer. Better science, better results.
News would you bring of voices in the sky?
I hear the voices.
They all do. They all do. They have these weird, I don't know, buggy, weird, snaky, spidery conversations with with themselves, and then they say, oh, God, talk to me. Ooh. And finally, I don't know if I mentioned this right before the break. We'll give a little bit of attention to the right to the Russ Feingold Arlen Specter fight in the Senate closet today about allowing gays to come out of the closet and marry. You know, along with tax cuts and immigration, this is the last plank in the trifecta platform for the Republicans this November: God, gays, and racism. I mean, that warms the heart of God, anti-gays and racism. That warms the heart of any Christian Republican Bush supporter anywhere on earth. The only thing you could add to that that might help a little bit would be death. You know, guns or the larger issue, death. This is what Christian Republicans love. Kill the gays or isolate them, demonize them, the dirty old bastards. Praise God and keep the brown people out. They're so desperate, they're going to appeal to the most racist and homophobic in their base to try to drag the last of the rednecks to the polls once again this fall. These poor schmucks don't even realize the huge tax break. It's not even going to buy their family a burger deluxe at the Waffle House. Jesus, God. And the breakdown, this total nerve out that these people at Fox News, all of a sudden their boy becomes press secretary. And they figure they can now just go crazy with their racism. It's unbelievable. Let's start with Robertson. He said God told him storms and possibly a tsunami will hit America's coastline this year. Now, Robertson has made these predictions at least four times in the past several days on his sexually neutered 700 Club television show. Who is that blonde woman that sits there? The one that, I swear to God, looks like I don't know what she looks like. I guess I shouldn't attack the way she looks, but she looks like a cross between a school teacher and an insurance agent and I don't know, a devil? I don't know. What's her name? Do you know her name, Kathy? I don't know her name. God, she's every time she comes on the screen, I love to sit there and watch. She just gives me goose pimples. It's like an old Boris Karloff thing when I was a kid. Pat Robertson said the revelations, notice the word there, about this year's weather came to him during his annual personal prayer retreat in January. Robertson said, I heard the Lord. I heard the Lord write about 2006, the coast of America will be lashed by storms. Wow, really, Pat? Well, you know, God told me that it's going to rain in Atlanta within the next 10 days. Jesus. He added, there may well be something as bad as a tsunami in the Pacific Northwest. Oh, God, where do these people come from? What rocks? Now, there's another, this is a local race out in California, a race for the state assembly. And there's a Republican running. His name is Bill Conrad. This is in the primary. He's running against another Republican. Swamp Rat sent me this. He put in the subject line, Republicans eating their own. So everybody in the story is a Republican, all right? This guy, Bill Conrad, sent to the voters, to the 60,000 voters in the district, that's six counties that are in District 25 out there, he sent a flyer. When they opened their mail, they found a flyer asking them to imagine the cost of the special election if and when his challenger, Tom Berryhill's health declined. Now, what happened is Berryhill, the other Republican running against this psychopath, had a heart transplant. And the ad from Conrad says the average lifespan of someone who receives a heart transplant is 7 years, and Berryhill has had his heart for five. So, Christ, so this Bill Conrad Republican is suggesting to the voters, look, don't vote for this guy because he's going to die, and then we'll have to spend money for a special election. Now, Berryhill, the one with a new heart, says he and his supporters don't have to stomach this kind of mudslinging. Berryhill says, in my political career, I've never heard of anything this low. Berryhill adds he's had no transplant complications and he expects to see a normal lifespan. Okay, good luck to you, Mr. Berryhill. But, I mean, how... Is there anything these sons of bitches, these Republicans won't do? Anything. They'll diagnose a dead woman via a videotape. They'll suggest that more people need to die in Iraq. They'll call it collateral damage. They'll defund the VA as our troops come home with their brains like scrambled eggs. And they'll suggest that an opponent, another Republican, might die because he has a heart transplant, and gee, we don't want that to happen. I'll tell you what, Republicans are the filth and the scum of the earth. It's what you scrape after off of your shoe or your boots after you've walked through a Florida cow pasture after a good rain. You know what I'm saying?
Not a good leader all the way, all the way, Lord.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Look at your radio. Kind of cool, right? From somewhere far, far away, progressive voices are beamed directly to wherever you are on Air America Radio. You know, there's so much to say. We've tried archiving previous shows inside that radio of yours. We've tried stuffing it full of video feeds of Al Franken and Jerry Springer, The Majority Report, and more. But that part doesn't seem to be working. So the really great stuff that won't fit inside your radio is available right now from Air America Premium. We tried stuffing the homepage in your radio, but that didn't work either. So please use your computer instead. Find out about Air America Premium today at airamericaradio.com.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right, your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
Hey, Truth Seekers, Mike Malloy here, and you can hear me, of course, on Air America Radio. If you're as fed up with the Bush crime family as I am, you need to go to ImpeachBushGame.com. That's ImpeachBushGame.com, where you can get the new board game, Impeached, that points out the lies, incompetence, and stupidity of George W. and the entire Bush crime family. You'll have fun playing this eye-opening board game that dares to peek into the Bush administration. Impeached will challenge your ability to lie, cheat, and steal. I'm for real here. Order your game now at ImpeachBushGame.com.
governments don't love. Governments can dispense law and justice, but not love.
Yeah, tell that to John Gibson, George. You remember John Gibson? I guess he's on during the day now. I never see him, but during the Clinton feeding frenzy of 7 or 8 years ago, that's when Gibson made his mark with all that blonde hair. He's the only person I've ever seen on television who could actually fleck bits of spittle when he talked, and the camera would pick up on it. You know, when I used to watch it, you'd say, "What the hell is that?" And then I realized, oh, my God, the guy's literally frothing at the mouth. Anyway, Gibson went on Fox News, where he has his program. What is it, The Big Story? And he said white people have to make more babies because in 25 years the majority of the population is going to be Hispanic. This is astonishing, isn't it? He urged his viewers. Now, he didn't say, I'm talking right now to all my white viewers. But you know damn good and well what he's talking about. He urged his viewers to do your duty, make more babies. Because he apparently found out, or somebody told him about a recently released report that was in the Times a couple of days ago, that nearly half of all children under the age of 5 in the United States are minorities. I think it's like 49% or something. So Gibson added, when he made that statement, he said, you know what that means? Yeah, white boy, it means eventually your ass is going to disappear. You know what that means? He says, and he answered his own question, 25 years and the majority of the population is Hispanic. And then later in his tirade, Gibson said, to put it bluntly, we need more babies. This is Hitlerian. This is Aryan race. Jesus Christ Almighty. Why does Fox News continue to do this? Doesn't anybody care? And Gibson also noted that white Europe, I'm adding the modifier. He didn't say white. He doesn't have to. He added that Europe is, quote, not having enough babies to sustain their population, end quote. Adding that consequently, this is a quote, they are inviting in more and more immigrants every year to take care of things, and those immigrants are having way more babies than the native population, hence Eurabia, end quote.
Can I nominate the Bush twins to be the first conjugal wives for John Gibson's repopulation of the white universe?
Oh, my God.
It's the Fox dating service. Everybody gets a loofah.
Yeah. Well, you remember that movie Warren Beatty was on? Warren Beatty was in, I don't know, 8 or 9 years ago, Bullworth. That was one of the best movies ever made. Somebody just sent me one of the quotes from that movie. Bullworth says, all we need is a voluntary, free-spirited, open-ended program of procreative racial deconstruction. Everybody just got to keep doing everybody till they're all the same color. Yeah. All right, so John Gibson and Pat Robertson, we've had two meltdowns so far. Now O'Reilly. O'Reilly claimed that the New York Times and other, what he refers to as lefty zealots, believe, quote, the white Christians who hold power must be swept out by a new multicultural tide, end quote. Good God. O'Reilly claimed on, what program was it? The May 16th edition of the O'Reilly Factor. Is that yesterday or today? 2 days ago. O'Reilly claimed that the New York Times and, quote, many far-left thinkers believe the white power structure that controls America is bad, so a drastic change is needed, end quote. He continued, quote, according to the lefty zealots, the white Christians who hold power must be swept out by a new multicultural tide, a rainbow coalition, if you will. Now, O'Reilly previously claimed to have exposed what he called the hidden agenda behind the immigration movement, which he said was the, quote, Browning of America, end quote. O'Reilly also asserted during, April 12th edition of his toilet-like program on radio that, quote, there is a movement in this country to wipe out white privilege, end quote. On the May 1st edition of his radio program, O'Reilly alleged that the organizers of the May 1st nationwide pro-immigrant protest have a, quote, hardcore militant agenda of you stole our land, you bad gringos, and that the organizers seek to take it back by massive, massive migration into the Southwest. Now, you can find all this at MediaMatters.org, which is where I got this. Both stories. It's just incredible, isn't it? Would somebody ever point out to these white piglets that when you do have an interracial marriage that produces children, the children are usually gorgeous? You ever notice that? That's what pisses these guys off, these white boys. I have yet to see, and I'm not saying they don't exist, I'm sure they do. I have yet to see an ugly, I mean ugly, biracial baby. I've never seen a biracial baby that was even not just gorgeous. Really? Now, does that mean anything? No, hell no. I'm just saying. So in strictly appearance, these little biracial children are just gorgeous little kids. And you know damn good and well that if they are loved and cared for, the hope is that they're going to draw the best from whatever racial group that produced this part of them and that part of them, and they will discard the least of whatever this racial group or that racial group that produced them is known for, and they will come out to be a truly super race of human beings. Just human beings. I agree with Bulworth. And that's not an original idea. I can remember back in the 70s, getting high and sitting around with my friends and you know, talking about world nonsense. And eventually the race thing would come up. I mean, this is Georgia, right? You can't talk about the price of spinach or greens without the race thing coming up. But there'd be whites and blacks. We'd be sitting around, you know, drinking, smoking a little weed, getting high in somebody's house. I'm not talking about getting high and driving. We were all adults. And we started talking about the race thing here in the South. And the consensus was that Tom Jefferson had it right. He just didn't take it far enough. You know, he and his lover, Sally Hemings, that was the idea. Of course, Jefferson was a hypocrite because he still maintained slavery. Oh, when I die, all y'all can go free. But while I'm alive, I got to pretend. But the solution to the race thing, we decided, was just everybody jump in bed with everybody. I'm not talking, you know, if you're already married or whatever, it could respect your vows. But I'm talking, and I think a lot of the younger kids are ignoring racial nonsense. And I think within the next 20, 30, 40 years, what? We're going to see an uptick in so-called interracial marriages. And the whole race thing is such a false construct anyway. You know it and I know it. You know, white people have hideous characteristics that are used to stereotype them. Black folks have hideous characteristics that are used to stereotype them. Brown people have hideous characteristics. You see what I'm saying? If you want to stereotype somebody, it is so easy to do. Man. Oh, what's this? Let's take a couple of phone calls here. Bob is calling from San Antonio, Texas. Bob, welcome to the program.
Good evening, sir. I do admire your hard work on your program. I don't take it lightly. I might not agree with you, but a couple of quick points to make my point. I think the lackadaisical attitude towards your pot smoking wipes out a lot of credibility. I think that if you want to
for
be...
For credibility for who? For you?
Okay, yeah, for me.
Okay.
I think the interracial...
No, that's fair.
The interracial thing, yeah. When so-called white America stops calling Tiger Woods black, then I'll deal with the interracial marriage stuff because he's Korean.
Well, what do you call him?
I call him an American, just like I call myself.
I see. So you've never made any reference to the colored folk other than American, right?
Incorrect. And then my last point gets onto
well,
that
what,
topic.
What kind of reference have you made to non-whites?
Other
than American.
Other than American, non-whites. Lazy piece of crap. I've not used the word redneck towards anybody that I wasn't going to stand up to, yeah. as you would. I'd like to see you say the word redneck to somebody here in South Texas that you don't know and see how far you get.
Oh, my goodness. What would happen? Would somebody slap me?
I tell you what, it would be similar to you going into Brooklyn and saying nigger to someone you didn't know. It wouldn't be right. So why do you do it?
What?
What right, do you mean?
Let's see. Jeff Foxworthy's, you might be a redneck. If Jeff Foxworthy came down to your little piece of hell.
No, Richard Pryor can say nigger.
No, wait a second. In the first place, get him out of here. Get this freak off my telephone, all right? In the first place, I don't know how many people heard you use the N-word over and over, but you're such a phony little bastard. You really are. To call my program all upset because I talk about getting high 20 years ago, and so you can squeeze in the N-word. You're really kind of disgusting. All of you people are. You white Southerners. I'll tell you what. Eventually, you're going to have brown grandchildren. That's going to freak you out, isn't it? Let's see. Jeff Foxworthy's "You Might Be a Redneck" shtick. And the Redneck Bible, Gretchen Wilson's Redneck Woman, Jerry Clower, Larry the Cable Guy, Ludlow Porch, Louis Grizzard. These are people who use the term redneck. They're all Southerners. Yeah, it's exactly like using the N-word. Hey, Bob, get a brain, moron. You freaking moron. This guy probably thinks Taco Bell is the Mexican phone company. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hey, Truth Seekers, Mike Malloy here. Are you as alarmed as I am by the assault on our freedoms by the religious right? An essential element of freedom is the right to choose or reject religious beliefs. And this is why I fully support the Freedom From Religion Foundation as it takes the lead in challenging the growing threat from the religious right in the United States. If you'd like further information on the dangers of living in a theocracy, please call 800-335-4021. 800-335-4021 or visit their website, ffrf.org.
Precious Rose, you color our world till insects and disease turn it upside down. So backed by Bayer's 100 plus years of crop science expertise, Bayer Advance created all-in-one rose and flower care. A no-spray formula that works three ways, controlling bugs and disease as it feeds. For brighter, more vibrant flowers. So count your blessings and be sure to stop and smell the scientific advances. Bayer Advanced all-in-one rose and flower care. Better science, better results.
frankly, in the vote I got in the African-American community. I put people in my cabinet. I put people in my sub-cabinet.
Yeah, I got old Condi Rice over there. I used to have Colin Powell.
I don't think the previous caller, with all due respect, I don't think he realized that we broadcast from Georgia and that you're married to a native Georgian.
Well, it doesn't matter.
You certainly have my permission to
use the word redneck.
I could be your redneck woman, honey.
I think he was trying to obliquely, go look it up, Moran, obliquely call me out. Did you get the impression that if I come down there to South Texas and use the word redneck? Golly. Hold on while I stop shaking. Bring it on. Phil Spector's sister. That would be Arlen Spector. Oh, wait, Arlen. No, that's a man's name. Phil Spector's cousin, Arlen Spector, I guess. The chairman, the senator from Pennsylvania, Republican chairman of the Judiciary Committee, they held a secret hearing today. Arlen Spector took them all into a room way off the beaten path, got all 18 members of the committee together so that they could take a vote or do something on this constitutional amendment bill. They want to amend the Constitution. They, being the Christian nutballs in this country who own the Republican Party, they want to pass a constitutional amendment that says, you know, queers can't get married, that the only people that can get married is one man and one woman. Because, you see, heterosexual marriage is under such threat by all the queers. Yes, it is. And child rearing is under hideous threat by all the gay parents or gay adoptive parents. I realize that there are issues that are more important than the attitude of these right-wing Nazis to gay folk. But this one just irritates the living Christ out of me. I can't think of an issue that gets under my skin more in a real irritating way than the anti-gay, the homophobic stance in this country. I guess it's because something I don't understand. Maybe it's because I've had so many gay friends ever since I've been a kid, both men and women, and every time I hear this kind of stuff, I think about the people that I know that happen to be homosexual, and you know what they're about, what their lives are about, and what they've dealt with, and yada 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 yada. And so when and how much I care for them and love them and respect them and they me. I'm talking about my friends. I'm not talking about gay people. I have nothing to say about gay people or black people or white people. You know, that to me is when somebody says, "Well, I love queers. Well, I love blacks." You know, do you realize what you're saying with that? That's a real demeaning, patronizing statement. So what I'm saying is the folks that I know who happen to be gay, and I've watched over the years how they live. They've watched how I live, and we've established friendships. And when things got too raw and painful for some of my gay friends, they broke off their relationships with me. When it got too raw and painful in the real world, with the heterosexual poison that is pumped by certain people into whatever dialogue or communion that the gays and straights might have. I've had gay friends who just bail out. They drop all their straight friends and just retreat. And I can, you know, I didn't understand it at first. And then I had it explained to me. So, but I don't think anything is more irritating to me than this homophobia that comes from these sick, miserable religionists. And the politicians who use it over and over and over again. Like a condom that they just use over and over and over again to screw their constituents. It's the same old story over and over and over and over again. So anyway, Spector took the Senate committee deep into the bowels of one of the Senate office buildings where nobody could hear them. And Russ Feingold, who's on that committee, eventually walked out and said, what did he say? Feingold declared his opposition to the amendment, his respect for the Constitution, and his intention to get up and leave. And at that point, Phil Spector's uncle said, I don't need to be lectured by you. You are no more a protector of the Constitution than I am. If you want to leave, good riddance. And Feingold replied, I've enjoyed your lecture too, Mr. Chairman. See ya. And walked out. Now, the only question I have, there are eight Democrats on that committee. Did the other seven get up and leave too, or did they just sit there and participate? I don't care how the vote went. The vote went 10-8 in favor of moving this measure onto the floor of the Senate, where this sick bastard, Freist, as Randy Rhodes calls him, Bill Freist, has scheduled a vote, or Sam Cedar calls him, I'm sorry, Sam and Janine, occasionally Janine, calls him Freist, where they've scheduled a vote in June, the week of June 5th. Now, everybody knows this is not going to pass. It takes two-thirds of the Senate. It takes, two-thirds of the General Assemblies around the country, the state legislatures. But this is an election year, see? So drag out the queer issue again. You sick Republican punks. You really are. Ah! We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. Air America is where you're tuned.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm Janine Garofalo, and it doesn't matter if you're black, white, gay, straight, male, or female. AIDS has taken its toll on all kinds of people around the world for over 20 years, and it is still everybody's problem. Register for AIDS Walk. Together, we can make AIDS history.
There are more than 75 walks happening all over the country throughout the year. For a comprehensive guide that will help you locate the AIDS Walk event closest to you, visit AIDSWalk.org. That's AIDSWalk.org. A message from Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. The U.S. military is not disputing Congressman John Murtha's charges that U.S. Marines killed at least 15 Iraqi civilians in cold blood last November. The Pennsylvania Democrat has said the investigation will show that there was no firefight and no bus explosion killed the civilians. A Pentagon spokesman would not comment on the truth of Murtha's remarks, but he says individuals will be held accountable if the criminal investigation still underway determines they did something wrong. About a dozen U.S. Marines are being investigated for war crimes in this incident. Residents of the western Iraqi town say American troops entered homes and shot and killed 15 members of two families after a roadside bomb killed a U.S. Marine. A religious Iraq war protest in Washington today. Anti-war protester Cindy Sheehan joined with several hundred religious demonstrators at a pray-in outside the White House. Sheehan said U.S. officials, quote, have co-opted religion and have exploited people's faith to wage war. She called for George Bush's impeachment. Cindy Sheehan joined on the outdoor stage by clergy, including the head of the National Council of Churches, a United Methodist official, and a rabbi, Michael Lerner. He told participants they represented, quote, the birth of a religious left in America. Bell South today demanding a retraction from the newspaper that reported it was among the phone companies that handed over customer records to the National Security Agency. The company sent a letter to USA Today's publisher demanding the paper withdraw the claim. Bell South says the May 11th report contains false and unsubstantiated statements. Both Bell South and Verizon have denied giving calling records to the spy agency, but some experts say that does not necessarily mean the NSA did not get those records in some other way. A USA Today spokesperson says the newspaper has not made a decision about the story. They said in a statement they're confident about the coverage, but they will take a closer look. A lot of evasion about the NSA spying program in today's hearings, and the man selected to take over at CIA. When questions touched upon the NSA, the agency he once headed, General Michael Hayden, had a standard answer: let me answer that in closed session. In the televised hearings, the Senate Intelligence Committee pressed and prodded the former NSA director about the domestic surveillance program and also CIA interrogation tactics and other intelligence matters. This is Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. This is Air America. We mentioned last night that we were going to have a guest on for a few minutes tonight. Her name is Colleen Frenault. I had the pleasure of meeting her when I was in Sacramento at the Democratic State Party Convention a couple of weeks ago. Colleen is running for the United States Senate in the Democratic primary. She, her opponent is Dianne Feinstein. She joins us now from Northern California. Hey, Colleen. Hey, Colleen. There she is. Hi, Colleen.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. And so can the the NSA. You know, they listen to all our phone calls now.
Oh, I've known that for a long time.
How are you, Colleen?
I am fabulous. Right now, I'm at the Sebastopol City Council meeting that is taken up as a town hall meeting. And we are discussing the impeachment of George W. Bush, Richard Cheney, Rumsfeld, and Alberto Gonzalez.
Wow, that's a good topic, good thing to discuss. How's your campaign coming?
It is astounding. I am so surprised at how much support there is for someone besides Feinstein. And they just give me so much encouragement that I really feel this is the right thing to be doing at this point in time in my life and in the future of our democracy.
You and I talked about this when I was in Sacramento, but give us a kind of a condensed version of what it was that made you decide to run against an entrenched Democratic senator in California. What made you say the hell with it? I'm going to make the effort.
Well, ever since we invaded Iraq and Afghanistan, I have been speaking to my local government and working my way up, and I get a response on the local level, but on the federal level, you know, if it wasn't for great people like Congresswoman Lynn Woolsey and a few of the others, you know, I would feel that there's no hope whatsoever. But they really led the way. And when Cindy Sheehan considered running and then decided not to, I thought it's really time for a mother to step up and to work on the special interest of the future for all of our children and to try to return this government to something that the rest of America can really respect, because I think it's gone astray. And sometimes, you know, if you want it done right, you just have to do it yourself.
Last night, Colleen, we had a conversation with Jonathan Tessini, who is running for the Senate in New York State. His primary opponent is Hillary Clinton. So he has probably a more intense uphill battle than even you do. But we talked about his position on certain issues, and I want to kind of get into that with you, too. By the way, Colleen's website is ColleenFrenault.org, and let me spell it for you, C-O-L-L-E-E-N, Colleen Frenault, F-E-R-N-A-L-D, Colleen Frenault for, F-O-R, Senate. .org, Colleen Frenault for Senate.org. You can go to her website. Have you got it constructed yet? Is it all together, or are you still working on it?
It's improving a little more every day.
Do you have a place for a PayPal or some way that people can send a contribution to you if they're so inclined?
We're working on the PayPal, but I do have a post office box. They can do it the old-fashioned way.
Okay.
If they don't mind.
All right. Let's start with some issues here, Colleen. I think I'm pretty clear on your anti-war stance. As far as U.S. troops in Iraq and wherever else that you may have an opinion about their presence there, you are for withdrawal from this illegal war, I would take it.
Absolutely. I think we have no business going in there. I mean, it's the job of the United Nations, and if there's some problem with the United Nations, we need to focus on cleaning that up. But I'd like to see the National Guard come home immediately and our troops come home next. Mm-hmm. And disavowing the use of any nuclear weapons and completely the use of torture.
Now, last night, Jonathan said, I suggested that perhaps anti-war Democrats had the position of Congressman John Murtha, and Jonathan said, no, I take it one step further. Murtha wants to redeploy troops or pull them back, just to pull them back and keep them in the general region. Jonathan is in favor of bringing them home, and from what you just said, I get the impression that's your stance too, bring them home.
Only if the only way I would support troops being there if it was done on an international basis, but not under the leadership specifically of just the United States. I mean, it's why we put all those things into place. And like I said, if there are problems with the way that's being run with NATO and in the other alliances, then we need to work on cleaning those up.
Mm-hmm. All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say what I think the greater threat to the security in the United States is coming from the changes in our climate. And I am interested in having a very strong defense, particularly on our borders. But when we step into the use of striking first, I think we just incite violence on every level, and it's not a good strategy.
What's your opinion on another just basic issue in this country right now is the lack of health insurance for so many people, and the folks that do have health insurance, 20-25 sometimes a higher percentage than that goes to pay for the salaries and the advertising and the promotion of these the health providers, the insurance company providers and their executives. What's your position on say single payer health care in this country?
Well, I think that's the only solution that makes sense, and it works in a lot of other countries. We do provide government-run health care in the forms of, now with an Air Force brat, and the Air Force treated my health needs. People who are lower income have systems within their county and their state, Medi-Cal, for example, here in California. If we just extended these existing systems to provide for everyone, it can be done. And when we take the profit motive out and we are focused on using natural treatments and we're focused on prevention, we're going to have a healthier society, which will equal a more productive society. Mm-hmm. And when there are threats, you know, whether the bird flu is real or hyped up, doesn't matter. You know, if there are threats, we want everyone to have access to health care. It just, it makes a lot of sense.
Are you concerned about the, well, I should rephrase this because I know you are. To what degree are you concerned about the divisiveness, the divisiveness that is so rampant in this country right now, which, in my opinion, has been set up by Republicans going all the way back to Nixon, but now it has become so, so toxic and evil. I feel it every single day. I'm to the point where I just literally hate Republicans or people who represent that political party and that philosophy. Now, I realize that's probably not the healthiest attitude to take, but what is your opinion on how we've gotten to this point, A, and B, is there a chance to overcome it?
Well, you brought up a really good point, and I have good friends that are Republicans. I've even had Republicans support my campaign, not because there's any strategy to have a Republican win, but because they can get behind what I have to say. And I'm running, as I call it. I am a progressive Democrat, but I also want to be omnipartisan. I want to represent the majority's voice of California, no matter what party persuasion you are, if you're sick of government and you don't want to be any party whatsoever. But it's important if you want to have a senator who's not going to continue to fund an illegal invasion, who's not going to be a cheerleader for someone who's breaking laws of the Constitution with a CIA director, then you're going to have to register as a Democrat for the primaries if you're in California, even if it's just for one day. And I think the progressive movement within the Democratic Party is really becoming the marrow to nourish the backbone of the Democrats. And if more and more people could consider becoming a Democrat to, just like I was saying, for the UN, if it needs some fixing, well, get in there and fix it. Don't abandon it or say it doesn't work. So I happen to be registered as a Democrat so I could vote for Lynn Woolsey in a primary. And I'm glad that I am. Now that I've seen this revitalization of the party itself, it gives me hope.
All right. I want you to hold on for a second, if you can, Colleen. And the question coming back is, I know when I was out there, you were telling me and other people that you had requested a meeting, if not a debate or discussion, with Dianne Feinstein, and I want you to tell us what has happened, what happened originally after you made that request, and what has happened here recently. So just stay right where you are. Don't go away. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We're talking to Colleen Fernald. She is running for the United States Senate in California, running against Dianne Feinstein. Her website is ColleenFernald.com. forsenate.org. Check it out.
You're like a friend.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Orrick Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
2 years ago, I had a heart attack, right here in our restaurant. If it weren't for Bayer aspirin and some quick thinking on my son's part, who knows? To me, Bayer's an amazing thing. I mean, just think about it. The same Bayer aspirin my son takes for his backaches and my daughter for headaches helped save my life. Bayer's an important part of this family. Always will be. It truly is a wonder drug.
Genuine Bayer aspirin, working wonders every day. Aspirin taken as directed by a doctor during a suspected heart attack. Use as directed.
About 21 past the hour. This is Air America. We are talking with Colleen Fernald, who is running for the Senate in California against Dianne Feinstein. When I was out there, Colleen, you mentioned to me and other people that you had tried to get a meeting with Feinstein, not necessarily to debate her at this point, but just to sit down and talk. And you said that that you were not successful in that attempt. Has anything happened since?
Well, I did contact her campaign manager after I had met her and let him know that I was interested in sharing my strategy on how she and I in the state of California could all win in this next election. And he said, well, she's not campaigning right now. And I said, well, I'd like, you know, to speak to her as a constituent. I had contacted her about a bill that I wanted her to sponsor and wanted to follow up on those items and other things on my list. And he just flat out refused, and I said, well, please let her be the one to make that decision. And you know, at the time I was trying to get a hold of her, it was 6 weeks, 6 phone calls and 2 emails, and no one would call me back. So, you know, when I wasn't getting response, I decided that I wasn't just running to get my platform to win. I've decided that I'm willing to take this seat and serve it the way the Californians want to be served.
What do you think is the major issue that that would make people vote against Dianne Feinstein and for you in this primary coming up?
Well, she continues to authorize funding for an illegal invasion without any sort of exit plan whatsoever. And what I say is not in my name, Madam Senator. And I want the rest of this world to know that America, the country, is not necessarily who is representing us right now. I believe the majority of people, not only in California, but in the country, would like us out of Iraq and Afghanistan and not to be leading with violence into Iran or any other country.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say the same thing is true for our sitting senator.
So, all right, this illegal attack against against Iraq, which I would tend to agree, were I running for public office, that would probably be one of the essential elements of my campaign. And as you point out rightly, that Feinstein supports this. What about Feinstein's position on surveillance versus your position on surveillance? As you know, I'm sure you do, it has been revealed that the surveillance against American citizens is beyond the scope of anything anyone possibly could have imagined. Now, I'm not sure of Feinstein's position on this, but I do know that she voted in a series of votes in favor of giving more and more and more power to the executive branch and less and less and less power to the legislative branch. Whatever her reasons for that are immaterial to me. The fact that it was done is the only thing that stands out for me. So how do you feel about this issue vis-a-vis Feinstein's position?
Well, if you want the government to know absolutely everything you're doing and you're okay with that, then I'd say give her your vote. But she seems to be clearly in support of letting this Mr. Bush break the rules, and the person who's helping him break the rules gets to be in charge. So, you know, it seems to be clear she's not, you know, hiding her position and where she is. And I believe in civil liberties, and I believe there are ways to be safe and to respect the original Constitution before it's been so tweaked by this current administration.
Tweaked or sliced and diced. Now, this would pertain primarily to California at this point, at least in your race, but it also pertains to the rest of the country because it is the latest hot button issue, and that is the secure borders issue, so-called, or immigration, the folks that are in this country without the proper documentation, living in California, what is your position on that?
Well, I suggest that everyone work on following the existing laws, while we work to make the laws more sensible to fit what's in everyone's best interest. I'm interested in every one of our borders being secure, not just the Mexican border. I'm interested in everyone who enters this country, whether it's for a visit or for a job, be carefully screened. That's what makes me feel safe. And, you know, there's absolutely no racial bias about this whatsoever. You know, I think the rest of America would feel more comfortable knowing that there was a careful screening process. Now, we have obviously gotten ourselves into a pickle with this, and it's not going to be easy to get out of. It needs some careful consideration on how we revise it. But I want everyone following the law from George Bush on down.
Well, okay. I hear that. Colleen, we'll talk again, I hope. When's your primary?
It's June 6th.
June 6th. All right. I hope we talk again before then. Thanks for taking some time to talk with us tonight, and stay in touch. Good luck to you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Colleen. The website is ColleenFernaldForSenate.org. C-O-L-L-E-E-N, Colleen. Last name is Fernald, F-E-R-N-A-L-D, for Senate, excuse me, .org. We'll be back after the break and take some phone calls. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Look at your radio. Kind of cool, right? From somewhere far, far away, progressive voices are beamed directly to wherever you are on Air America Radio. You know, there's so much to say. We've tried archiving previous shows inside that radio of yours. We've tried stuffing it full of video feeds of Al Frank and Jerry Springer, The Majority Report, and more. But that part doesn't seem to be working. So the really great stuff that won't fit inside your radio is available right now from Air America Premium. We tried stuffing the homepage in your radio, but that didn't work either. So please use your computer instead. Find out about Air America Premium today at airamericaradio.com.
Some of the best minds in the automotive industry, using some of the most sophisticated design facilities. Engineers from Ford Motor Company are working together on a common mission, creating safer cars for our families and our children. Ford is renewing its commitment to driving American innovation. At the core of that effort is your safety, because every single life saved is worth it. Ford, driving American innovation.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. One of the best things about getting an 8-pound Orrick XL vacuum is what you don't get, namely, a cloud of dust in your face every time you turn it on or when you empty it, which means you won't get a house full of bacteria that travels on dust. Call 1-800-989-4200 for free literature or a free 30-day home trial. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL. 1-800-989-4200.
Okay, class, let's get back to vocabulary. Who can use the word rich in a sentence? Allison?
I like the rich colors of autumn leaves.
Very good. Kenny?
Rich chocolate Ovaltine rocks!
Okay, Kenny, try another one.
Ovaltine has a rich chocolatey taste. It's rich in nutrition, and it's richer in vitamins and minerals than Nesquik powder.
I get the point, Kenny. You love your Ovaltine, but...
That's rich chocolate Ovaltine, Mrs. McGee.
Got it.
More Ovaltine, please!
creeped out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour, Thomas in Rochester writes in, isn't it ironic that the Republicans who wish to use the Constitution as a weapon against gays have turned their heads to the trampling down of the Constitution by the president? They have no respect for the Constitution, so if this amendment is added to the Constitution, then it should be ignored. After all, precedent has been set by the prez. My feeling about Republicans is certainly for the past 25 years, and especially in the past 6 or 8, the only thing they have to offer is hate and fear. And we all respond to hate and fear. We can't help it. We're human. Until we transcend the idiocy of responding to hate and fear, we're going to respond to it. Fear has its place, obviously. I think hate has its place, too. You can hate cancer. You can fear whatever it is you fear. The list of fears is probably endless. But to apply hate and fear to the system by which we elect people to represent us is insane. I'm sure it's somewhere in the DMS-4 as a definition, or DSM-4 as a, I'll get it right, Kathy, as a definition of insanity. Hate and fear. That's what they use to get votes. That's the only thing. So this Senate Judiciary hearing today to pass this out to the floor of the Senate, a constitutional amendment, for Christ's sake, declaring a definition of marriage, you freaks. Oh, my God. They have nothing. So this is going to be their thing for November. This is the backup plan for, if the immigration thing doesn't hit. And O'Reilly and Gibson and the rest of these jackasses are already pushing that race button, aren't they? Oh, my God, they're just jumping all over it. Get out there and vote, white people. And have babies. Russ Feingold issued the following statement after this abominable activity in the hidden room that the Senate Judiciary Committee met in today. Feingold said the following: today's markup of the constitutional amendment concerning marriage in a small room off the Senate floor with only a handful of people other than senators and their staffs present was an affront to the Constitution. I objected to its consideration in such an inappropriate setting and refused to help make a quorum. I am deeply disappointed that the chairman of the Judiciary Committee went forward with the markup over my objection. Unfortunately, the majority leader has set a politically motivated schedule for floor consideration of this measure that the chairman felt compelled to follow, even though he says he opposes the amendment. Constitutional amendments deserve the most careful and deliberate consideration of any matter that comes before the Senate. In addition to hearings and a subcommittee markup, such a measure should be considered by the Judiciary Committee in the light of day, open to the press and the public, with cameras present so that the whole country can see what is done. Open and deliberate debate on such an important matter cannot take place in a setting such as the one chosen by the chairman of the committee today. The Constitution of the United States is an historic guarantee of individual freedom. It has served as a beacon of hope, an example to people around the world who yearn to be free and to live their lives without government interference in their most basic human decisions. I took an oath when I joined this body to support and defend the Constitution. I will continue to fight this mean-spirited, divisive, poorly drafted, and misguided amendment when it comes to the Senate floor. And then the last thing I think I want to toss out here before we... two quick things. You know who the big winners again on the brown people are coming. The brown people are coming. You know, the fence and all the things that need to be built and the technologies that need to be used. Once again, Bush goes to the military contractors for this. Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, Northrop Grumman, three of the largest death-producing offense contractors among the companies that said they would submit bids within 2 weeks for a multi-billion-dollar federal contract to build what the administration calls a virtual fence along the nation's land borders. As reported in the Times, I think today, was it today? I don't even know. I can't keep the date straight today, Kathy. What's the date today? Is this the 18th or the 19th? 19th? It is the 18th? Okay, that was written today. Says using some of the same high-tech, high-priced tools that these companies have already put to work in Iraq and Afghanistan, like unmanned aerial vehicles, ground surveillance satellites, and motion detection video equipment, the military contractors are zeroing in on the rivers, deserts, mountains, and settled areas that separate Mexico and Canada from the United States. Now, the article goes on and on and on. It says the effort comes as the Senate voted Wednesday to add hundreds of miles of fencing along the borders with Mexico. But I've got a question for you. Deep into this article written by Eric Lipton, past the part that says Michael Chertoff said Tuesday that boots on the ground is not really enough, referencing the 6,000 troops that Bush wants to send there. He says the tools of modern warfare must be brought to bear. That means devices like the tethered aerostat radar, a helium-filled airship made for the Air Force by Lockheed Martin that's twice the size of the Goodyear blimp. Attached to the ground by a cable, the airship can hover overhead and automatically monitor any movement, night or day. One downside, it cannot operate in high winds. Northrop Grumman is considering offering its Global Hawk, an unmanned aerial vehicle with a wingspan nearly as wide as a Boeing 737 that can snoop on movement along the border from heights up to 65,000 feet. A Northrop might deploy a fleet of much smaller unmanned planes that could be launched from a truck, flying perhaps just above a group of already detected immigrants, so it would be harder for them to scatter into the bush and disappear. Raytheon has a package of sensor and video equipment used to protect troops in Iraq that monitors an area and uses software to identify suspicious objects automatically, analyzing and highlighting them even before anyone's sent to respond. And it just goes on and on and on and on. And then the article says this: the companies have studied every mile of border, drafting detection and apprehension strategies that vary depending on the terrain. Well, my question is, oh yeah, when did they do this? The companies have studied every mile of border, drafting detection and apprehension strategy. When did they do this? This only came up in the past couple of weeks. Were they given a tip-off?
Hey, boys, I got some more business for you. Go on, get your ass down there and check things out, because, man, I'm going to let loose another couple billion. Come on, boys, let's do it.
Now, you know, the Bush crime family's track record in trying to buy so-called cutting-edge technology is dismal. It's horrible. And now they're going to just toss another couple of billion at the defense industry or the offense industry, the war industry, the murder industry, the mass killing industry. Like these bastards don't have enough? The military-industrial complex doesn't have enough? And then the last thing. The latest on Judy Miller, the disgraced and fired New York Times reporter. I don't care what she said on her website. Now she's saying that some almost 5 years after the fact, we're learning that both Judy Miller and her editors at the New York Times had information that said the September 11 terror attacks were coming. They had it over the July 4th weekend of 2001, and they decided not to publish it. This is what she is saying now. This is what she's putting out. Quoting from the source I have here. What the hell is this? Oh, Attitude's blog. It says, reading the news story carefully, it does seem that a decision to publish the article in the summer 2001 was not a slam dunk, that there were legitimate questions whether Miller's tip was enough to hang a story on. But the episode does raise a couple of other serious questions, surely about the pre-attack ineptitude of the Bush White House, but also the Times' handling of this explosive story or information both before and after 9/11. Yeah, have you heard anything about this? I haven't heard about this. The Times has known about it for 5 years, and according to this nutball, Judith Miller, she and her editor, who now, by the way, is a top editor at the Oregonian in Portland, Oregon. His name is, his last name is Engelberg. What is his first name here? No, it's not what you were thinking. Where is it? Oh, well, Stephen Engelberg. But attitude brings up three questions here, one about Bush and two about journalists. First question, this has been said so many times before, so we won't belabor the point, but how much more evidence do people need that the Bush White House had plenty of information about the coming attacks and failed to take the threat seriously? As for the New York Times, the decision not to publish is a toss-up, but why in God's name was this information not published in any clear and meaningful way immediately after 9/11? And third, one reason that Miller wasn't able to do the additional reporting that might have added enough meat to get the Al-Qaeda story in the paper was because she, Engelberg, and another reporter were busy trying to finish a book. So Bob Woodward, James Risen, and now Judith Miller, all of these people working on books when they should have been journalists, telling the American public what the Bush crime family was about to allow to happen. God!
That she's a black magic woman. She kind of made a devil of me.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right, your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
Thank you.
I realized we'd get the trifecta.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't make any difference what Judith Miller or any of these freaks say. The Bush crime family, not a single member wanted to stop the attack on this country on September 11th. It's the best thing that ever happened to them. It allowed them to do what they've done to the Constitution and to this society. It also allowed them to do what they do best, and that is commit murder, as much of it as they possibly can. These are killers. These are killers. You take a look at so many people that are involved in this Bush crime family. Poindexter, Abrams, Negroponte, Bolton, Cheney, the Bushmeister himself, Rumsfeld. These are people who have engineered or assisted in engineering huge, huge masses of death. You know, it was Rumsfeld who, you know, you've seen the handshake between Rumsfeld and Saddam. It was Rumsfeld that provided Saddam Hussein with the poison and the death to dump on anybody that Saddam wanted to dump on, but please dump a lot of it on the Iranians. These people are murderers. In a just society, these people would be in prison or hanged at this point, long before they ever took office. But we don't live in a just society. We live in the United States of America, where justice is there's justice for you and me, and then there's justice for the people who can engineer and organize and order mass murder, or the formation of death squads, or the destabilization of countries, or the overthrow of governments, or the execution of a mother holding her baby bent over in prayer in a house in Iraq by our soldiers. These sons of bitches can order anything. So whatever Judith Miller knew or didn't know is absolutely immaterial at this point. Absolutely immaterial. All right, let's do some phone calls, and we're probably going to do this for the major part of the rest of the program tonight. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. Wayne is calling from Southern California. He's been holding on for over an hour. Wayne, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hi, Mike, and I've enjoyed your show, and I really enjoyed listening to Colleen. And there's quite a few progressive Democrats that are going to be running for office, and they're going to rejuvenate the Democratic Party.
I hope so.
I am a lifelong Republican. I'm working for Jeannie Crescenzo in the 49th District, and we're opposing Daryl Issa for the election in November.
Okay, now you're going to have to educate me here. Your candidate, you say you're a lifelong Republican. You're working for a Democrat?
Yes, sir.
And the incumbent is a Republican?
Yes, sir.
Okay, why are you doing this, Wayne?
Well, number one, I think I owe my country something. Number two, I saw the light. And, you know, there's been the Republican Party has had a lot of good things in it in the past. Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial complex. Barry Goldwater said, keep out of our bedroom. The constitutional conservatives protected the Constitution. The libertarians protected the Bill of Rights. The silent majority was always out there.
Well, then,
and the house used to be the people's house, but it's not the people's house anymore.
Okay, with all due respect, and I'm not trying to challenge you, this is legitimately a question. Why are you still a Republican?
Well,
that's A, but no, that's B. Here's A. I'm assuming as a Republican you voted twice for George Bush. Am I right?
Wrong.
Oh, you did not. Okay, well then, why remain a Republican? Why not? I mean, this is none of my business, but I'm just curious.
Well, I happen to be registered a Republican, and
Republican. I guess I shouldn't.
Well, actually, I do have a proper answer for you. Is that the district here is 2-1 Republican, and we're working on something right now to get Jeannie Crescenzo elected because we're 2-1 Republican here. As we're working on Republicans for Jeannie Crescenzo to put a Democrat in the House of Representatives in this county.
Well, let me ask you another tough question. Is she a real Democrat, or is she like a Lieberman or a Hillary Clinton Democrat?
This particular Democrat, and I dearly wish you'd have her on, on your show.
Well, send me an email, and we just might.
Freedom, innovation, integrity, tolerance. She wants to end the war in Iraq in 6 months, very similar to Colleen's effort.
Mm-hmm.
She is a real, legitimate. I know this woman. I had lunch with her today, in fact, and I'll be meeting with her tomorrow night, and I will be assisting her with her fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the type of job you can take.
I'll tell you what to do then, Wayne. Send an email. Have you got a pen?
I have a pen.
Okay, send it to my producer, and her email address is just that, malloyproducer@AOL.com.
Is that on your website on my computer?
Yes, it is.
Wait a minute, www.mikemalloy.com.
That's it.
Okay, I'll send you her information, and I'm going to meet with her, and we'd love to get together with you and have you do an interview. She's the real deal.
Okay, well, we'll check it all out and see what's going on. And it's interesting that you're working for a Democrat, but I'm sure you have your reasons, and I can respect that. Thanks a lot for checking in, Wayne.
Very much, Mike.
All right, take care. Don't mean to cut you off, but we have 6 seconds left, and Newsy's going to. There it is. We can do that, right, Kathy? See what this. Now I know who is it. Daryl Issa or is it Issa? I don't know how it's pronounced, but he's really not a very nice man at all. And if this caller is working with a Democrat who is running against him, let's check it out. Okay, we have a break here, and then your phone calls when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy. You're listening to Air America Radio.
On Air America Radio.
When it comes to HIV and young Americans, some politicians promote an abstinence-only policy. This is Al Franken, and I'm encouraging abstinence from complacency and inaction. Take action in the fight against AIDS and help make AIDS history.
There are more than 75 walks happening all over the country throughout the year. For a comprehensive guide that will help you locate the AIDS Walk event closest to you, visit AIDSWalk.org. That's AIDSWalk.org. A message from Air America Radio.
Every day, Aleve helps millions of people overcome the pain of arthritis. In recognition of Arthritis Month, Aleve is bringing you one of their stories every day.
I'm Phyllis Ocean, and this is my story. When I was diagnosed, my arthritis was in my knees. I started using Aleve. You don't know how good you feel until the pain is gone.
31 people, 31 stories, 31 days of good news. That's a daily dose.
Aleve works for me.
Watch for a new story each day on national TV and AleveGoodNews.com. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser. Air Force General Michael Hayden defended the NSA's controversial eavesdropping programs on Capitol Hill Thursday. Testifying at his Senate confirmation hearings, Hayden called the programs legal and said President Bush has the constitutional authority to conduct them. Meanwhile, Bell South is demanding that USA Today retract a story claiming the company turned over customers' phone records to the government. President Bush promoted his immigration reform proposals Thursday in the border town of Yuma, Arizona. He said he opposes amnesty for illegal immigrants, but added that it's impractical to deport everyone who's in the nation illegally. Meanwhile, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says sending 6,000 National Guard troops to the border may not be enough. He said 50,000 troops may be needed to completely control the border. There are groups that approve President Bush's immigration reform package. Linda Chavez, the president of the Center for Equal Opportunity, says the president is doing what is necessary.
Well, I think what he's doing is acting in the best interests of the United States. We have a need for labor. People want to come here to work. We have employers who want to hire them. And the problem has been that they've been coming illegally.
The FBI says it is investigating what it calls the best lead so far in the disappearance of one-time Teamsters Union Chief Jimmy Hoffa. Agents have been digging and using cadaver dogs on a Michigan horse farm in the search for Hoffa's body. Hoffa disappeared at a restaurant 15 miles away in 1975 and was declared dead in 1982. His body has never been found. American Airlines is expected to make $1 billion in cuts during the next year. Gerard Arpe serves as president and CEO for the airline's parent company, AMR Corporation. He told shareholders at a meeting that the airline has worked over the years to cut their losses.
We're very encouraged by the progress that we have made thus far, but we obviously recognize that we have a lot more work to do in the company.
Most of the losses are due to increased fuel costs, and 2006 fuel expenses are expected to reach $1 billion. Former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani is giving his support to former Christian Coalition leader Ralph Reed in Reed's bid for Lieutenant Governor of Georgia. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
7 past the hour. Welcome back. Milt emailed to me a couple hours ago, and I'm just getting to it. This is interesting. Listen up. Mike, I received an email today from John Conyers saying that he will be the number one target of the Republicans in the November election, because if the Democrats do gain control of the House, he will become chairman of the House Judiciary Committee and will be able to conduct all kinds of investigations into this administration. Conyers said that for the first time he is seeking outside monetary contributions for his reelection campaign, because he anticipates a vicious, heavily funded Republican effort against him. Maybe you might inform your listeners about this. He deserves the strongest support. I'm going to sign Milt. All right, done, Milt. I don't have John Conyers' website in front of me, but you can find it in probably two clicks. Start at Google if you have to, but that's a good point. Can you imagine? Can you imagine John Conyers, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee? It has to happen. It has to happen. Who's the ranking senator on the Senate Judiciary Committee? Is that Kennedy? Is it? It's not Feingold. Is it Carl Levin? I'm not sure. Pat Leahy? I'm not sure. But I think of all the Democrats that would initiate investigations into these criminal bastards, I think John Conyers would be the most effective and get the most done. All right, let's go back to your phone calls, if we may, please. Let me see here. Say what, Kathy?
It is Patrick Leahy. He is the ranking member.
Patrick Leahy, okay. Herb is calling from Mississippi. Our good friend Herb has been holding on for almost 2 hours. Herb, thanks for your patience. Welcome to the program.
Mike, I'll hold on forever, buddy. You guys do me right. Right. Hey, listen, I wanted to check in with you on some things that I've been covering, and I think your audience would be interested in, and I certainly know you would be. I have written an email to Nancy Pelosi, uh-huh. and I asked her to do an interview with me and inform my readers why she felt that under no circumstances the criminal activities justify impeachment. And I got a response saying that I was not one of her constituents, and therefore congressional courtesy prevents her from replying to me.
Well, that's that doesn't make any sense. She is the House Minority Leader.
That's right. And
which puts her a little bit above just talking for people in her district, doesn't
it? That's right. And if she's going to get on TV and she's going to make national statements, then she should hear from the national people, not just her constituents in the 8th district. So if your listeners will call her office that are in the 8th district, hey, call her. Tell her, hey, look, either shut up and just take our calls, or if you're going to make national statements, hear from the nation. You know,
I would think that would be fair.
I think that's only fair, too. I also have followed up on this deal with Haley Barber.
Haley Barber, yeah.
And I could not get any comment on immigration from them. Of course, it's not really an issue here in Mississippi because we don't have that much of an immigration problem here.
Right.
But in the process, I did stumble up on something, and Haley Barber is involved in this bone jamming in New Hampshire.
Hmm.
I have a story about it on my site. I won't mention my site unless you want me to.
Well, yeah, do it.
Okay, powersandmorrison.com.
Yeah, I mentioned it the other night, powersandmorrison.com, and then click on the part that says the old Sarge.
There you go.
Right.
And it seems like he arranged the contract between this company that did the phone jamming while he was the RNC chair. And I have called his office, and I'm still working on it, trying to get some comments, and so far they have refused to talk to me. But he's denying that he had it, but it is really, you know, it's incriminating. He did do it.
Mm-hmm. Just be careful when, as you pursue this. Don't forget, Haley is, I imagine, is still probably a member of the, what is it, the Conservative Citizens Coalition. What is the CCC down there that is the actually a child of the Mississippi Klan? What is that organization?
The Dixie Mafia.
Yeah, well, but worse than that, the CCC. So just be careful, when you push this.
Mike, here's the way I feel, man. I put my life on the line for this country before.
Well, I understand.
If I have to do it again, I will.
I understand. But you were fully armed and trained and probably a hell of a lot younger than you are now. That's all I'm saying. And you had weapons and, you were a Marine, right?
I was Air Force and Navy.
Air Force and Navy.
Yeah. All right,
well, there's a little bit of difference now, all these years later. So I'm just saying be careful because Haley Barbour is a snake.
Oh, yes, he is that. But I don't want to take up any more of your time. I wasn't going to call in tonight, but I just felt like this was important enough to get out to the people.
It is. Give your website again.
Okay. It's powersandmorrison.com.
Now, Powers and spelled out and or
right,
ampersand?
A-N-D. Uh-huh.
Okay. Powersandmorrison.com.
Right.
And when you get there, just look for the Sarge or the old Sarge and click there.
The old Sarge.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thank you, Herb. Appreciate you checking in, pal. R.W. is calling from Chattanooga. R.W., haven't heard from you in a, as we say in the South, in a coon's age. How you doing?
Well, I'm going to try to call a little bit more.
Well,
Dovetail with what the last caller said, keep the fire on Pelosi, because not only did she say that impeachment, not only did she make that statement about impeachment, kind of negative statements on the, what was it, that Face the Nation. No, it was the NBC program.
It was Press the Meet. I'm sorry, Meet the Press.
She also, according to the Progressive, had at some event in her district, said categorically that impeachment is not an option, which is why I think we need to pursue it even more. I know you kind of take a little bit different attitude, but I've been looking at this whole Jefferson's Manual thing that's in the House rules.
Mm-hmm.
And this movement about, as you know, there's several groups across the country are trying to, apparently in the Jefferson, that old crazy redhead, left a little time bomb in the House rules, and
right.
You can transmit an impeachment to the House of Representatives, through a grand jury, which a lot of people's not mentioning, which kind of brings up shade of the district attorney down in Louisiana and in the old Kennedy situation.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Garrison.
Or through a resolution from a state legislature.
Yeah, now I know three states have come up with these resolutions now: California, Vermont, and Illinois. But we've talked about this on the program, R.W. The problem is if you look at what that rule says, it's handed to the clerk of the House, who in turn hands it to the Speaker of the House, and he can just drop it in the garbage. He doesn't have to act on it.
Actually, that is not correct.
Oh, it isn't?
From what I've been reading, it is what they call a privileged question, which means it takes priority over ordinary House business. They have to at least deal with it for at least an hour in a special session.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kicker on that. And so basically my idea is keep sending this stuff up. Because politics is a lot like, a lot of politics is shouting here, catch, and making your opponent catch a turd. Keep throwing this at them and keep throwing at them and make them dodge. It's like, wait a minute, why aren't you handling these privileged questions?
Right.
And also, it also puts pressure on Pelosi and the other Washingtonian Democrats who don't want to do anything about this.
I really
think this needs to be of an issue. And
it's a good idea, R.W. I've kind of lost track in the past couple 3 weeks about how these impeachment resolutions are moving from the three state legislatures and into the hands of Dennis Hastert, or however it's supposed to work. But anyway, you've kind of cleared it up. I'd be curious to see exactly what's happening now. Take it out of theory and into practical application. What is going on with these resolutions? So
I don't
maybe,
think we've got any cleared yet, but we got to get some ratified by some legislatures. So I just want to tell people, call them up, fire them up.
I hear you. R.W., thanks for checking in. Be careful, all right?
No problem.
All right. Talk to you later. Quick break. We'll be back, folks. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Talk about unsanitary. A leading consumer testing magazine warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums or wear a dust mask. Imagine vacuuming your house wearing a dust mask? Friends, try my hypoallergenic 8-pound Orrick XL free for 30 days. It's 99.99% dust-free. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. 4200.
Justice and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
That amazing grace sort of passed you by. You wake up every day and you start.
Oh my God, Cheney's here. Or is that Rumsfeld? Every time I hear that coffin door open, it's just like, oh Christ.
Has to have
22 past the hour. It's johnconyers.com. Duh. Thanks to JD for sending that in. johnconyers.com. If you want to help him out, because he's absolutely right. I mean, they're going to go after him like, well, any Democrat is going to be have to put up with just a poisonous attack. But especially people like Conyers. All right, back to your phone calls, if we may. Here, Barbara is calling from Cave Creek. Barbara, thanks for your patience.
Cave Creek, Arizona. Yeah.
Arizona, hi.
Well, it was a good hot day to bring the president here. And I'm sure he's listening to voices, but they happen to be Stalin, Hitler, and his grandfather, Prescott Bush.
Yeah.
You know,
I read something. A Democratic underground person, poster, was apparently showed up at the, he was in Yuma, wasn't he?
Yeah, like who's in Yuma? It's 115 degrees around.
I know, and this demonstrator, this guy who posts a lot on Democratic Underground, showed up with a sign that just didn't say, you know, didn't say any cuss words, and he was his sign was grabbed away from him by pro-Bush supporters. He was roughed up. The police came. I think one of the people that roughed him up got hauled away. But the point of the story was, here's this one guy protesting Bush with a sign, just walking along, mind his own business, exercising what's left of his First Amendment right, and he was attacked by this mob of Bush supporters. This keeps happening, Barbara.
Okay. They shipped them in. I mean, nobody is in Yuma, Arizona right now. Everybody left. It's a winter haven for... You know, those snowbirds, and they've all left. It's
right.
May. It's 105 degrees there today.
So Bush
and
was
they
there
bring
for this.
In these, you know, these brown shirts
right.
to do this. I mean, this is, you know, this isn't the. We've got a Democratic female single governor, you know,
right
in this state. So it's not as bad as people think, but it's bad. And we've already got work camps that are operating under Joe Arpaio in Maricopa County.
Yes, yeah, I've been reading about those for the past 10 years, I think.
And they were for years, and they're building more. I have a friend who actually worked in one, and now she was working before waiting for a job for the forestry department.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was that she babysat prisoners. So instead of hiring people to do the jobs that she was actually hired to do. She was hired to train people to do the job. She was hired to train prisoners to do the job that she was hired to do so they wouldn't have to hire people to do it. And if you were good at it, they kept you in jail. It was harder for you to get a parole.
Hmm.
I mean, it is, they have work camps. They're building work camps. They want, I mean, he keeps talking about the, giving them this amnesty,
right.
You know, temporary amnesty, and they're going to have them living in, you know, this is Auschwitz. This is exactly what Hitler did. And he demonized a group of people, the gays and the Jews, and then he decreased sympathy for those people in the general population. So when they went to get him, nobody cared.
You know what the bonus is here, Barbara, is that Kellogg Brown Root is going to get the $385
yes,
million.
Of course. And, I mean, they're the same people who were doing the stuff in New Orleans when they were shipping in Mexicans to New Orleans instead of using the local people.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I mean, there's a wonder. I think I sent it to you. It's from Body and Soul from October 19th, 2005, about how, you know, the Bacon Davis Act was suspended, and they sent in Mexicans, and then these people couldn't get paid.
Sure, and for people who don't understand, the Davis-Bacon Act simply said that when federal contracting work is done in a local area, the so-called prevailing wage has to be paid,
right.
no matter who does the work. And that's not what these contractors did. They brought in immigrants, people who...
then they had to train them to speak English.
Right, and then would take the job for half of what an American... It's the same old story. It's not the immigrants' fault. It's not the American workers' fault. It's these vicious, filthy corporations that don't
care.
It's
just a few little corporations. But, you know, you were talking about intermarriage, and my boyfriend always brings up, you know... people marrying of different races, and my
right.
boyfriend's always pointing out Halle Berry. You know, you wouldn't have Halle Berry. She's like so great. gorgeous.
Well,
she's the most beautiful woman in the world.
Yeah, my idea is not to produce beautiful women. My idea.
She's brilliant and talented.
Although interracial kids, boys and girls, are always gorgeous. I've never seen one that isn't. But I think
everybody should go get the old movie Americathon.
Americathon?
Americathon. It's about America going broke and people living in their cars, and the Native Americans are about to buy back the country.
Okay, cool.
It's Americathon from 1969.
It's a John Ritter movie, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, I got to go. Thanks, Barbara.
Thank you.
Take care. I hope I'm not coming across too much like a jerk with this intermarriage thing, but it's not that it produces beautiful babies. It's that it produces sensible, non-racist people. You know what I'm saying? This is Air America.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Look at your radio. Kind of cool, right? From somewhere far, far away, progressive voices are beamed directly to wherever you are on Air America Radio. You know, there's so much to say. We've tried archiving previous shows inside that radio of yours. We've tried stuffing it full of video feeds of Al Franken and Jerry Springer, The Majority Report, and more. But that part doesn't seem to be working. So the really great stuff that won't fit inside your radio is available right now from Air America Premium. We tried stuffing the homepage in your radio, but that didn't work either. So please use your computer instead. Find out about Air America Premium today at airamericaradio.com.
2 years ago, I had a heart attack, right here in our restaurant. If it weren't for Bayer aspirin and some quick thinking on my son's part, who knows? To me, Bayer's an amazing thing. I mean, just think about it. The same Bayer aspirin my son takes for his backaches and my daughter for headaches helped save my life. Bayer's an important part of this family, always will be. It truly is a wonder drug.
Genuine Bayer aspirin, working wonders every day. Aspirin taken as directed by a doctor during a suspected heart attack. Use as directed.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right, your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
We'll be right back.
the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. Back to your phone calls. Michael is calling from New York. Michael, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. Fine, thanks. And you? You know, it's incredible. I was listening to the beginning of the Michael Hayden hearings this morning, and I couldn't believe I heard Pat Roberts say, you don't have any civil liberties when you're dead. I mean, wait a second. Wasn't it Patrick Henry who said, give me liberty or give me death? Now, 200 years later, a little over 200 years later, we have that turned on its head. You have no civil liberties when you're dead?
Oh, it's just, Pat Robertson is the spawn of Satan.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I've said the same thing.
Are you talking about Pat Robertson or Pat Roberts?
Pat Roberts.
Oh, the guy that
Roberts.
Conducted
Yeah, the, leading the hearings.
Right, okay. And he's the one that said it.
Right.
Well, Pat Roberts is the spawn of Satan, too.
That's right. I've said the same thing about George Bush. I've said he's either the spawn of Satan or the first wave of an alien invasion, you know.
I hear you. Oh, my God.
Destroy the planet. But I'll tell you, you know, I listen to your program. I love it. It's really a beacon of hope. And I'll tell you, you know, you make a difference. And you might not realize it. And I'll tell you, you know, you know Paul Krugman, the columnist?
Yes, one of my favorite writers.
Well, you know,
I don't know him. I've never met him.
Right, of course.
I know who he is, though, yeah.
Sure. You know, he did the columns on Social Security when it was first emerging, and he really pointed out the problems with the Bush plan, mm-hmm. Social Security, and people started picking up what he was saying.
That's true.
You know,
that's true.
Slowly, but he was the first one to say anything about it. He was the first one to point out all the flaws. Mm-hmm. And because the journalists didn't know, they didn't know a damn thing. They were too uninformed, you know, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's incredible. You make the point often about fascism and the Bush crime family and you know, basically the incipient fascism that we're undergoing, and it's truly scary, I'll tell you, you know, and it's very depressing times we live in. There's a blog called Magic Thighs. Now, this is not porn.
Magic Thighs?
Magic Thighs. Now, this is brilliant. This is good. Magic Thighs, spelled M-A-J-I-K-T-H-I-S-E. Obviously a pun, Magic Thighs.
How do you spell it? M-A-J?
M-A-J-I-K-T-H-I-S-E. I believe the woman who runs it is named Lindsay Beierstein, and it says Magic Thighs, Analytic Philosophy and Politics. Well, for May 17th, she has a whole section on fascism, and it's very interesting. She traces the very strong similarities between classical fascism and the Bush regime.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a number of points. I'll just mention the main points, the heads, if you will, if there's time. Number one, perpetual war. Number two.
Yeah, well, wait, we've gone through this. The 14 defining characteristics of fascism. As a matter of fact, I think at my website, I did a voiceover for a video that Eric Bloom did.
Oh, right. You know, and this is even a different set of points. She has it. Well, anyways, worth checking out.
All right, give me the website again. Magic, M-A-J-I-C?
M-A-J-I-K-T-H-I-S-E. You know, she writes on a number of topics. She also includes control over women's bodies. And let's see, so that, you know, number of points, they're not as typical. The cult of anxious masculinity.
Okay, wait a second. When I go to magicthighs.com, there's nothing there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me go and check.
M-A-J-I-K-T-H-I-S-E.com.
Really? that's what you're getting?
No. Yeah, the screen comes up and says, this is not here. I've never seen anything like that. It looks like Rumsfeld designed this one, or Rumsfeld's been here. I swear to God, you go to MagicThighs.com, and the screen comes up and says, this is not here.
Well, let's see. Magic Thighs. I'll get it. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. It's not MagicThighs.com. It's MagicThighs.typepad.com.
Dot typepad?
Yeah, that's a blog provider, I suppose. Typepad, T-Y-P-E-P-A-D. .com.
Okay. All right. MagicThighs.typepad.com.
Yeah, some people have their blogs there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good one for May 17th, so you have to scroll down a bit. It's not the first entry there.
Right.
Yeah, she has a whole list.
Okay. All right. All right.
Very interesting.
I just got the site up. It looks interesting. We will check it out. We will check it out. Let me move on. I got a lot of people holding on here, Michael. And thanks for the
great talking to you.
Thanks for the thanks for the website address. We'll see if we can get a couple million people to crash it here before the night's over. Thanks, Michael. I appreciate it. Aldous is calling from Madison, Wisconsin. Aldous, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hey, Mike, absolutely. And, you know, I'd be listening on the radio if I wasn't listening on the phone, so no big deal, right?
That's true.
So I wanted to call and give you an update here. About a month ago, I was on telling you about how Sex Positive Front was supporting Dr. Libby's new book, the one that you had him on for, Naked Truth About Sex.
Right.
And I want to give you an update, man. We've been having a lot of really good results, and at least some of which I...
Hey, listen, do you have another phone handy there? I don't want you to hang up because we'll lose your place in the queue. But you're coming and going out. It's driving me crazy.
Oh, Mike, I'm sorry. I don't want to drive you nuts. And no, unfortunately, I don't at this moment.
Oh, damn. All right, well, go ahead. We'll try it. Just I'm just going to have to ask you to get it set as quick as you can because it's really coming across the radio as poor sound. It's not your fault. It's just, you know, the way it's happening here. So what are you doing for Roger?
Well, just a real quick thing then. Two real big penetrations into red state territories that Robert has achieved. Tomorrow he's in Anchorage, Alaska at a Barnes & Noble doing a book signing. I mean, that's major red state territory.
Anchorage, Alaska, my friend Roger?
Yes. We are not just going for the easy targets here. We're not going for just the New York cities here. We want to make sure that this, the message of sex positivity and the message of proper sex education is getting out there to where it's probably needed the most. Now here's the real kicker.
Right.
You know Justice Clarence Thomas, right?
Right, right. Well, I know who he is, yeah.
Well, right. A copy of Roger's book made it into Clarence Thomas's hands to be given to a child that Clarence Thomas is currently raising.
Right. How in the hell did that happen?
Well, I could not even imagine the arcane things that must have happened to have made such an occurrence happen. I don't know what phase the moon was in or whatever else you have to say, but all I can tell you is that a copy of The Naked Truth About Sex passed Clarence Thomas's hands into a child that he's helping raise. That is where, I mean, that's how influential this work is going to be, and also how deep into traditional, as I say, red state territory we're getting with this.
Well, if it gets into the hands of a teenager or a 20-something, which is where it should go, I'm all for that. I just question, though, Clarence Thomas, you know, being the porn lover that he is, he probably thought there were pictures in this book.
Then he handed it off to his kid. When
there's no pictures in it, he said, well, here, you know, you look at it. I'm not interested.
Exactly. Well, hey, you know, all more power to the kid, for that matter.
All right, I need to leave it there. I'm always glad to hear from you, and I do appreciate your checking in, but the sound coming from your call is just... driving our engineers crazy. Thanks, Aldous. I appreciate it.
I'll go buy a new phone.
All right. Better luck next time. Thank you, Aldous. That's good to know about Roger's book. It really is. But I wonder about Clarence Thomas. Eric is calling from California. Eric, thanks for your patience.
Hi.
Hey. Hi. How you doing?
Oh, great. It's great to finally talk to you. I originally called on the statement you made you're past in the 70s, and I said that I have been voting for legalization of marijuana since I could vote, since
right.
I was 18, and I'm 34 now.
Uh-huh.
And but I wanted to broaden it, if I could, in the quickest terms.
Sure.
About I dare anybody, I dare you to test me to somehow find anything that isn't common ground among progressives.
Yeah.
I mean, anything. I mean, I'm essentially and foremost an environmentalist, a pacifist.
Right.
And
now, wait a minute. Why are you wanting me to challenge you? I'm not quite understanding.
No, I challenge anybody to, because I believe there should be the progressive party.
I see. Because you're a pro-marijuana advocate.
I think there is common ground for the future for progressives.
Sure. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not homophobic. I'm not racist. I'm not anything.
Here.
And so I'm betting that all of us will find common ground this way and can form a progressive party.
I hope you're right. Eric, I have to leave it there. Thanks, pal. I appreciate you calling in. Check in with us anytime. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You're on the Ovaltine Nutrition Hotline with nutritionist Felicia Stoller.
Hi, I just found out that I'm lactose intolerant, but I love chocolate milk. Can I still use Ovaltine?
You sure can. Just add rich chocolate Ovaltine to your lactose-free milk. Not only does Ovaltine make lactose-free milk taste better, it also makes it better for you. That's because rich chocolate Ovaltine has 16 vitamins and minerals. So turn lactose-free milk into delicious chocolate milk that's really nutritious with rich chocolate Ovaltine.
More Ovaltine, please!
2 years ago, I had a heart attack, right here in our restaurant. If it weren't for Bayer aspirin and some quick thinking on my son's part, who knows? To me, Bayer's an amazing thing. I mean, just think about it. The same Bayer aspirin my son takes for his backaches and my daughter for headaches helped save my life. Bayer's an important part of this family. Always will be. It truly is a wonder drug.
Genuine Bayer aspirin, working wonders every day. Aspirin taken as directed by a doctor during a suspected heart attack. Use as directed.
to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Money's good, work's okay. It's like everything is rolling our way. Till you gotta look the devil in the eye. You know that bastard's one big lie.
10 before the hour. Thanks to our engineers, Justin Yuen, and our resident rock star, Jason Isaac, who engineered the program in New York City, D. Neal, our associate producer who handled the phone calls, and our outside crew, Chris in Minnesota, Mark Marshall, Ben Birch, White Rose Society, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Thanks, everybody. Catherine Bay is our executive producer. Back to your phone calls. Yes? No? What?
I was just going to make a plea out there for somebody to please have John Gibson's baby so he'd shut up.
Let's hope it's a woman of color. Of course, anybody who's not white, any female who's not white who respects herself wouldn't come within 1,000 miles of that ugly, yellow-haired, pasty-skinned freak.
He's about as white as a white guy can get, isn't he?
Well, just about. It's just, sometimes I feel so embarrassed being a white man. I do. I know it's not... Normally, white people can hide behind the fact that they're majority, and when some white person does something, the whites don't jump up and say, see what happens with white people, but let a black person do it. See what happens. Let a Mexican. See. But it's hell. It's really hell sometimes being a white male. That's why I don't go anyplace anymore, Kathy. That's why I just stay home and play with Molly.
I thought that was because we were poor.
And I'm also heterosexual, which white male heterosexual American. Oh, Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4 strikes. I'm out. Rick is calling from Ohio. Rick, thanks for your patience. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, man.
Sure, absolutely.
Hey, I'm in a bind.
Yeah?
I am trying to.
You need
understand.
A couple of bucks?
Well.
No,
not
I'm just,
exactly.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Go ahead.
how they speak of the immigration issue.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's an issue or a problem,
yeah.
How anyone could seriously talk about resolve without talking about U.S. economic foreign policy.
Well, sure.
In the Americas.
Sure, absolutely. That's why this whole issue is so bogus. It's,
yes,
it's such a filthy, lying, despicable, false issue.
Exactly. I mean, they're caught red-handed. The evidence is the immigration problem.
Well, it's true. You know, if somebody said, Molly Ivan, somebody wrote something recently about, you know, if you really want to solve this issue, I've suggested, forget Molly Ivan's for a second, I've suggested raise the minimum wage to $14 an hour where people can afford to live on it. But as Molly Ivan's points out, if you want to solve this issue, let's go for economic justice where it concerns NAFTA or CAFTA or whatever the hell it is, whatever these acronymic efforts by corporations to wring as much blood and sweat as they possibly can out of people. Go for economic justice when we're doing these free trade deals, so-called, and we don't have a problem with immigration anywhere in the world.
Exactly.
Who in the hell wants to leave home unless it's to go on a 2-week vacation?
Exactly. And I think, on the opposite end, if we shut off, if the right is actually successful in screwing up the problem, Americans will have trouble wanting to work elsewhere. Yes,
Well, I don't think I'm following you there. Say that again, Rick. Say it a different way.
Americans, as you know, perhaps I would like to leave. I have a passport.
Okay, so if you wanted to go be a nurse in Somalia, you're saying they might not hire you because of the asininity of our immigration rules.
Exactly.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
Exactly, and so it could totally just escalate into something. You know, just incredibly...
Well, Newton's first or second law of physics, you know, what goes around comes
physics.
Around.
Physics. I wanted to talk to you. That's the physics 101.
Yeah, right. What goes around comes around. He didn't word it that way, but, you know...
Exactly. So, okay, well, thanks for taking my call.
All right, thank you, Rick. I appreciate it, man. Take care. You have a nice evening. We got time for one more. Let's get Barbara, who's called in from Washington. Barbara, hurry. I've got a minute for you. I'm sorry.
That's okay. MercuryNews.com. Mercury, as in the metal. MercuryNews.com.
You talk about the newspaper.
Yes. An AP Wire story that was printed on May 12th and not covered by the corporate media.
Yeah.
Our government is using state secrets privilege to escape liability in everything from espionage to the NSA cases to employment discrimination. It's an amazing story. The AP writer is David Kravitz.
That's MercuryNews.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We just got to get rid of them, don't we, Barbara?
State secrets privilege they're using to escape liability for everything.
This is under Negroponte, right?
Yes. Even the German that was a victim of the rendition, they used this in Virginia, and the judge threw it out.
Yeah, this is where power is handed off from this fake president to Negroponte, and he can make these executive decisions, which this is what the phone companies just did. They were given permission to lie. There are Security and Exchange Commission rules that say publicly traded corporations cannot lie. They've got to tell the truth when questioned about an investigation, unless, and the way the rule is written, unless somebody gives them a pass, and usually it's the president. But in this case, Bush hands it off to Negroponte because it's a matter of so-called national security. They've got to be taken out of office, Barbara, as quickly as possible. Listen, thanks, dear. I got to go. I appreciate you checking in. We'll have more time. Next time you call in, I won't make you wait for over an hour. I apologize. Oh, God. Do it every night, don't we, Kathy? Thanks for participating in the program tonight. I do appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow night. Okay, take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
On Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm Janine Garofalo, and it doesn't matter if you're black, white, gay, straight, male, or female. AIDS has taken its toll on all kinds of people around the world for over 20 years, and it is still everybody's problem. Register for AIDS Walk. Together, we can make AIDS history.
There are more than 75 walks happening all over the country throughout the year. For a comprehensive guide that will help you locate the AIDS Walk event closest to you, visit AIDSWalk.org. That's AIDSWalk.org. A message from Air America Radio.
The lies, incompetence, greed, and pure stupidity of the Bush crime family are all revealed in the game Impeached. Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Mike Malloy. And if you despise this crime family like I do, you need to visit ImpeachBushGame.com and buy the only board game that's bold enough to tell it like it is. Go to ImpeachBushGame.com, buy your game, and check out the Bush, Satan Rove, and Deadeye Dick voodoo dolls. I've got my game, and I'm sticking pins in my Bush voodoo doll right now! So visit ImpeachBushGame.com and join in on the fun today.